好
，Morning everyone，
你们怎么样
？How are you doing？
天气怎么样？好不好？
好。
Good. I had to say that in order to make sure my 中国的老师 that she knows I have been studying. So thank you.
这是他的 homework， 他的家庭作业。
Yes, homework. Anyway, how in God's world are you? It's good to see all of you again. It's been a long time.
很高兴能够再次见到大家。
Today's lesson is about peace, family peace.
今天我们的题目是和平和家里的之间的和睦。
And when you think about these words, peace and the opposite, conflict, what comes to your mind?
当你思想这两个词语的时候，和平和冲突，你会想到些什么呢？
Now, perhaps you might think, some of you, of a beautiful lake surrounded by mountains on a sunny day, with children playing on the beach on a family outing.
你们大家可以想象一下一个群山环绕的一个湖，在一个明朗的晴天，大家一家人在湖边一起在那玩。
Now, of course, we're assuming that if the children are playing beside the beach on the lake, there are no alligators, right?
当然那个湖里面没有鳄鱼。
That's what would make it peaceful. And then maybe you have butterflies flying nearby.
哦，当然那湖边也一定会有很多的蝴蝶在那翩翩起舞。
What's your idea of peace?
你们所思考的那个和平到底是什么呢？平安。
You know, someone this morning, they said to us, my idea of peace is being able to sleep on the roof on a sunny day.
有些人告诉我 ，Craig 说我所想的和平或者是平安，就是能够在屋顶上晒太阳浴。
And I think most people would normally think of peace as being the absence of conflict, happiness, where everything is harmonious.
我们经常想的平安就是说没有冲突，一切都非常的和谐。
I want to give you a definition of Confucianism.Because it's different than the definition of peace in the Bible, but I'm going to share it with you.
我们先说一下中国儒家对于这种和平或者是平安的一个定义，这跟圣经中间的定义是不一样的。
The book I read said Confucianism considers great peace to be the escalation of harmony and temporal sequence, synchronizing with the spatial extension of peace and order, which ripple outward in concentric rings.
我想这句话大家都听不懂，他是这么翻译的。儒家定义为大的和平就是和谐和世俗序列的升级，同步于和平和次序空间从里向外的同心圆式的延伸。
Now, I don't know what it means either, but it's supposed to be peaceful, anyway.
这比较抽象。
It continued on to say, it is the state of entropy in terms of the distribution of benevolent effect, as the farThe near, the great, the small are treated as the same.
这个换句话说，就像是一个熵的过程。这个仁慈或者是和平，就像是一个熵的过程，就是从一种有序集中到无序，就像是一个这个从一点向外面扩张，然后到远处。所以呢，无论是远近或者是大小，所接受的这个和平或者是仁慈都是一样的。
Yeah, that's what I said, yes. And then finally it said, and all under heaven becomes one family, and China becomes one person.
所以到最后的目的就是天下一家和天人合一。
Now, this morning, you know what they said? They said, you know, we don't know what that said, but we like the last part.
对，我们今天说我们不知道前面说了什么，但是天下一家和天人合一我们喜欢。
Anyway, it's supposed to be something very...peaceful. Now the Bible definition of peace is different.
但是在圣经所定义的平安是不一样。
The Bible's definition of peace is called the shalom of God. That's a Hebrew word I want to teach you this morning. Many of you already know it. Shalom.
Shalom. 在圣经里面所定义的平安就是说神的平安，因为 shalom 是希伯来话，他们是犹太人互相见面的问候语，说平安。
Now, some of you already know what that word means, but I will define it more later on. But here's the picture I want you to keep in mind.
我们一起来想象一下圣经中间定义平安的一幅图画。
Instead of a lake, imagine a waterfall.
对，不要想象一个湖，我们想象一个瀑布。
Like maybe Niagara Falls.
大概是尼亚加拉瀑布。
And behind the waterfall, there's thunder and lightning.
在上面呢，有狂风和暴雨，还有雷电。
There's stormy clouds overhead.
到处有黑云密布。
And in the background of the lightning, we see a tree clinging to the rocks beside the waterfall.
就在这个电闪雷鸣中间呢，瀑布边上有一个树扎根在岩石上面，树有一根枝子就伸在外面。
There's a single branch extending out from the tree in front of the waterfall, experiencing its all of its power.
这个枝子伸在外面就经历了那些狂风暴雨和边上的那个风吹雨打。
And on that branch, there sits a little bird.
但是在这个枝子上面呢，坐着一只小鸟。
And the bird has built its nest in just the corner of one of the branches.
在枝子上面有它的一个鸟巢。
The bird is content and undisturbed in all of its stormy surroundings.
这个小鸟对周围的狂风暴雨都是置之不理。
It rests on its eggs with its eyes closed and wings covering its little ones in a scene of peace that transcends all earthly turmoil.
就在这狂风暴雨中间呢，这个小鸟只是闭着眼睛，不管周围的一切，用它的翅膀护着它的鸟蛋。
Now that's the picture the Bible would like for you to have of God's peace, being sheltered under His wings in the midst of the storms of life.
这就是神想让我们所了解的神的平安，就是在无论外面有多大的风雨雷电，我们在神的羽翼的护翼下，有祂里面的平安。
And this is a picture that we should keep in mind as we consider the topic of family peace, because within families, it all appears to be okay.
这也是我们在思考家庭之间和睦的事情应该放在心里面的，因为我们虽然家庭有时候表面上看起来差不多还挺和睦平安的。But
it's not.
但事实上不一样。
And we need the peace of God that Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says surpasses all understanding.
对，就像是我们在腓立比书4章6节和7节所说的那样，就是说要把一切都交给神，神所赐的出乎意料的平安必在耶稣基督里保守你的心怀意念。我们要把这句话一直放在我们心里面，当我们在处理家庭的纷争的时候。You
see, in the biblical sense, conflict, the storminess of life becomes an opportunity for growth and what the people of God should be, what your family should be. And what God says is, out of that storminess of life, I want reconciliation to come. I want restoration to come. And I want you to overcome life's problems and be as peaceful as that bird on the branch in front of the waterfall in the midst of a thunderstorm.
所以在这个圣经里面说，神的所想要的目的就是说，神通过我们家庭的纠纷和世上的纠纷呢，来使我们在神里面得到建造。 能够与神和好，能够同家人和好，就像是那个鸟一样，我们在狂风暴雨中间，但是在神的护荫下，我们有神里面的平安。So
today we're going to talk about how that becomes possible. We're going to look at God's peace. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you," in John 14:27. And God says, I can take conflict and provide opportunity, because I can provide peace through the Holy Spirit to make you complete, to help you experience God's shalom, His sense of peace.
神在约翰福音14章27节里面说到，我留下的平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。神想用世上的那些冲突来让我们通过他，借着他建造他在里面，在他里面的平安和我们家庭的和睦。
God says, I provide opportunities for reconciliation through conflict.
我提供你们机会可以去和家人和神和好。God
says, I help families become what they need to be as they learn together and learn from others who are in Christ.
神会帮助每个家庭里面的成员去向神学习，彼此学习，来变成神所希望我们变成的样式。Because
up here, where it says James 3:17-18, God says, I give you my wisdom, a holy wisdom that comes from above, so that you and your family can make it. Now, the three books you see up there, they apply godly principles, and they help people understand how they can have family peace.
这三本书呢，是教导我们去如何的去用神的爱、神的智慧来建立家庭的和睦。
For those of you who have little ones, I recommend the book The Young Peacemaker.
如果我们有小孩的，我们可以读一下这个《Young Peacemaker》这本书。
For those of you who are single, I recommend the book The Peacemaker.
如果你是单身的话，《Peacemaker》这本书会对你有益。
And for those of you who live with your families, maybe you don't have children, but maybe you have your mother or father living with you, I recommend Peacemaking for Families.
其他的，如果你和家庭在一起的话， Peacemaker 也是一本很好的书。
Now, all of this is important because, guess what? We all want peace for our families, right?
这很重要，因为我们都希望家庭里面可以和睦。
So why is it so difficult to achieve it sometimes?
为什么家里面这么难和睦呢？
You know, we put on appearances as if everything is okay.
表面上看来好像什么事情都还不错。
But God knows that it's not okay, and He wants you to find ways to make it really true that it is all okay in Christ.
但是神知道并不是这样，所以神希望我们能够改变这一切。
We're going to pray briefly, and then we're going to talk about this a little bit more.
我们一起先祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful for the opportunity to study your word together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，让我们有机会来学习你的话语。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will help us to see things from the Bible perhaps we didn't see before.
求你的圣灵来帮助我们，让我们看到，从圣经里面看到你的话语，可能我们以前没有看到过。
We pray our families will be blessed by what we hear.
我们为我们的家庭祷告。
And our friends, as we learn about what you require together.
也是为我们的朋友们去祷告。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名, Amen.
Okay, if you have your Bibles, open them up. If not, you can read it up there. I hope I have the passages correct here. Hopefully it's John 14:27, John 16:33, and James 3:17. We're going to be jumping around a little bit. If you have a Bible, you're going to need it today.
如果你有圣经的话，就把翻到上面的那些经节。Please
go ahead and read it in Chinese, since I've already read it in English. So,
好，我们一起来念中文这三段经文。约翰福音，我们一起来念。约翰福音14章27节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。约翰福音16章33节。 我将这件事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经战胜了世界。雅各书，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。Amen.
All right, next slide.
下面一张。
Okay, now Jesus, when he spoke these words to his disciples, it was in the last part of his ministry.
当耶稣基督向他门徒说这些话的时候，已经到了他传道生涯的最后一个阶段。
He's taken the time to privately minister to his disciples, and he's telling them, I have to go, because if I don't go, then the Holy Spirit is not going to come, and you're not going to need the help you need to get through life.
最后的一个时光里面，他告诉他的门徒说：“我必须要走。如果不走的话，圣灵就不会下来，你们也就没有一个保惠师来教导你们度过余下的时光。”Someone
read John chapter 14, verse 26 for us here.
我们一起读一下约翰福音14章26和28节。有没有人翻到了就大声念一下。 Thanks.
Thank you. 谢谢你。 Okay, so what we have here is right after the Last Supper. Jesus is trying to say to his disciples, you know, before I always used to share stories with you, but the time for stories is finished. You need to clearly understand things. And I'm going to send someone to you who's going to help you to understand how God thinks and how I think. And that's the way you'll be able to make it after I leave.
这在最后的晚餐以后呢, 耶稣基督对他的门徒说, 他说, 你们跟了我这么长时间, 我以前告诉你很多的道理和故事, 当我走了以后, 我要差遣一位 师父到你们中间来, 通过这个师父, 你可以知道 我在想什么, 天父在想什么。
Now, how would you feel if someone said to you, you know, you're my best friend?
如果上面有些人告诉你, 你是我的最好的朋友, 你们会怎么想?
But I have another friend who is going to come and stay with you and be your friend while I'm gone. And then we'll all be friends together.
就说我们如果是我有一个另外一个朋友会到你这里来成为你的好朋友我们就成为一体在一起。
You know, you'd say, yeah, right. And that's what the disciples were doing. They had no idea. They said, okay, he was talking clearly, now he's not talking clearly anymore.
那些门徒只不过说随便你怎么说因为他们也不知道他在说什么。
But Jesus, what Jesus is really talking about was his crucifixion, death and resurrection. He was physically going to be gone from this world, but he was saying, there's some things about life you don't understand. You have been growing up your way, and now I want you to grow up God's way. And the Holy Spirit is going to help you to do that as you remember the things I've said to you.
耶稣基督对他们其实所说的是说他的受死和复活，因为当耶稣基督离开他们以后，那些门徒需要自己来成长。门徒们原先都是按照自己的意志成长，但是耶稣基督希望他们按照神的意志来成长，所以耶稣基督要差遣一位保惠师来到他们中间，来教导他们。So
Jesus is really saying, I am blessing you guys, and I'm leaving you. But because the Holy Spirit is going to be sent, I am going to leave you away to become perfect as I am perfect. I'm going to leave you away to become complete. I'm going to leave you shalom.
耶稣基督说,虽然我会走了,但是我会差遣一个保惠师到你这,圣灵到你们中间来,你们会在这个地上有合一,和平和平安。
Now, when I say 你好, what do you think of?
当牧师说你好,我们怎么想?
Hello, right? Hi.
Yeah. 我们只是说你好,回。
Right, Craig's being nice and he's trying to learn Chinese. Okay, but do you know what the Jewish people say to each other when they see each other? They say, Shalom.
当犹太人互相问候的时候,他们就说, Shalom.
And in that one word, what they are really saying is, you were created in the image of God, and my desire is for you to experience God's full blessings and become the person that you should be, because I know that's what you want and what God wants, and when you experience that, then your life is going to be like the promised land has come every day.
他们问候话包含了很大一段意思，他们就是说，我希望变成你，变成神希望你所变成的那个样式。 因为当你变成神所希望你变的样式的时候，我希望神的祝福大大的在你身上，就像神开始应许我们迦南美地的时候一样。Now,
when you hear the word shalom, what do you think about?
当我们听到 shalom 这个词的时候，我们怎么想？
It's actually the blessing that you receive when you leave church every Sunday.
就像是我们每个星期天离开教会之前。
My apologies for not having it up here for you, but someone look at Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 in Chinese and read it, because that is what shalom really means.
在民数记6章24节到26节说到愿耶和华赐福给你保护你愿耶和华使他的脸光照你赐恩给你愿耶和华向你扬脸赐你平安我们听的都很熟悉因为这是牧师经常给我们的祝福。
And then when you read through Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 in the Bible, I'll let you go ahead and get to Numbers first. But later on, someone also read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. You know why? Because Jesus is called the Prince of shalom.
我们也一起再翻到以赛亚书九章七节，因为耶稣基督被称为和平的君，在第六节第九章第六节，又有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父和和平的君。
What that is saying is that Jesus is not just the Prince of Peace; He's the Prince who brings well-being and perfection to you and to your families.
在这里面说到耶稣是和平的君，这他会带给我们完全的和平和爱在我们家庭中间。
So what is going on here is Jesus saying, "Unless I go, you'll never become complete."
在这儿说到耶稣基督知道我们不可能成为一个完全人。
And you need to be reconciled to God.
我们需要与神重新和好。
And that, if you don't remember anything else about today's sermon, I only really want you to remember two words. Well, it'd be nice if you remember more than two words, but the two words I want you to remember are reconciliation and restoration.
在如果你在对今天的讲到全部都忘记的话，我只希望你记住啊两个词，一个是与神和好，一个是重新建造。
That is at the heart of being able to solve family conflicts.
这是解决家庭纷争问题的根基。
And that only comes about because when you become a Christian, Jesus gives you a new life. He transforms you. He makes you different. But when he does that, we say, oh, we accepted Christ and everything is great. But what God is really saying, you know what I'm really doing? I'm fixing a broken relationship. That's what I'm doing.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，我们觉得非常的好。但是耶稣基督和神所向给我们的是给我们一个能力，给我们一个愿望来解决那些被破坏的关系，我们跟神之间和我们跟人之间的关系。
What God is saying is sin and shame entered the world. You lost your perfection that I created for you. And now what I am doing with Jesus is he's bringing you shalom, his well-being, so you can be perfect again. And so that Numbers 6, chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 can become a reality for you and your families.
神告诉我们，当我们因着我们的罪和我们的亏欠，我们不能再成为一个完全人。所以神要我们，神借着耶稣基督带给我们平安，让我们成为完全人，这样才能够领受神在民数记所给我们的祝福，真正的祝福。
And that's why we have conflict.
这就是其实也是我们为什么有这种争端的原因。
We're broken people, and we're slowly being transformed to be like Christ through the power of God's Holy Spirit as you read the Bible.
我们原先是其实是一个破碎的人，但是我们在有了耶稣基督以后，我们借着耶稣基督，借着圣经，我们开始重新的被建造，被改变，成为一个新造的人。
Now the books that we provided you with, of the books that you saw before from Ken Sandy on peacemaking, if you haven't read those books,Please get a copy of one of those books. If you want me to buy you a copy of that book, I will buy you a copy of the book for you and your families because it applies biblical principles so that you can experience God's shalom for your families.
Craig 牧师觉得那些书很好，所以建议大家都去买一本。如果我想不用他给我们买，他说就是说在这些书里面有着圣经的教导，让我们可以得到家庭的和睦，如何去处理家庭的纠纷。
Okay, next slide.
下面一张。
All right, so God provides His peace through the Holy Spirit so that we can be complete and we can understand His desire for us not just to have peace, but for us to have perfection and well-being.
神就赐下圣灵给我们，让我们可以成为完全的人。
Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. Can someone read that?
哥林多后书
Anybody?
五章十四节，我们有没有翻到
？It's a verse we all know. Well, most Christians know.
哥林多后书五章十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想，一人不是众人死，众人就都死了。
Yeah, any person in Christ is a new creation, a new creature. You've been transformed. And what that really means? That means you die to the way. You were taught how to live and to grow up.
对，因为他是神是为我们死了，所以就是说让我们能够为着他，为的神是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，而是为神而活。
That's why Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." It's a different kind of peace than the world would give you.
他说，耶稣基督说，我给你们的平安和世界上的平安不一样。
But here's the problem, okay? God wants us to experience shalom, but sometimes when you become a Christian, you know what happens? Especially for some Christians in China and places where the gospel is not appreciated, instead of bringing peace for some people, becoming a Christian brings conflict.
虽然神应想我们成为基督徒以后，神会带给我们平安和和平，但是，在事实上，特别是在有些国家，比如说中国，在福音没有得到很公正的对待的时候，我们所基督徒所领受的好像不是平安，而是更多的冲突。
But how can this be? Up here in John chapter 14:27, Jesus says, "I leave you peace." And down here, he says, "You're not going to have any peace." In Matthew 10, chapter 10, verse 34, "You're not going to have peace." What happened?
为什么耶稣基督在约翰福音十四章告诉我们说要赐给我们平安，然后在马太福音跟我们说，我们不要想从他那里得到平安，这个世界不要想从耶稣基督那里得到平安呢？
It says, "For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." What kind of God is this?
他说，我来是叫人与父亲生疏，母亲与女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏，这到底是为什么呢？
Let me explain.
我来解释一下。
I became a Christian as a teenager in high school.
我上高中十几岁就成了基督徒。
And at first, my sister thought I was just pulling a joke on her.
我的姐姐只不过是认为我只不过是个开个玩笑。
But then after 6 months, she said to me one day, she says, "Craig, do you know something? Ever since you became a Christian, I don't know you anymore."
6个月以后，她就对 Craig 说，她说，哎，你成为基督徒以后，我好像不认识你了。
She said, "I don't know what to buy you for a birthday present anymore."
我不知道怎么买给你生日礼物。
And then my parents, you know what they said to me?
她的父母说。
My parents said, "Let us meet some of the people who are teaching you to be a Christian."
我们去看看那些让你成为基督徒的那些人，我们去跟他去谈一谈，见见。
They're good Chinese parents, right? No, I'm kidding. But anyway, so the guy came to the house.
所以那个人就到了这个他们家。
He was teaching me what it was like to become a Christian, and he says to my parents, "I just love your son. I think he's growing up to be just like Christ."
他们就对他的Craig 的父母说，我非常爱你的儿子，我想他以后一定会成为像基督一样的人。
Well, he used the wrong word. As soon as he left, my parents said to me, "Don't ever let him come here ever again."
他父母就说，你千万不要再让他到我们家来。
They said to me, "He said he loves you. We don't want our son to become gay."
他说，我很爱你的儿子，所以他父母很担心，这是不是像同性恋一样。
Oh, and I said, "Ma, I'm not going to become gay." She tried to introduce me to girls and do all kinds of stuff.
他父母那时候很关心他的找女朋友的事情，所以 Craig 说，我不会成为一个同性恋。
And that's the kind of conflict I'm talking about. You become almost a stranger to your family because you're learning to grow up God's way instead of learning to grow up the world's way.
当你成为基督徒以后，也开始学着去按照神的方式去成长，而不是世界的方式去成长，所以就导致了家庭中间的一些不理解和冲突。
Okay, we defined peace before. Now we need to define conflict.
如果我们想定义和平的话，我们先定义一下冲突。
Okay, why don't you consider conflict to be a difference in opinion or purpose that causes problems in a relationship?
在冲突就是有着不同的意见或者目的，使这个关系中间有了裂痕。
When you have problems in a relationship, and family relationships in particular, most of the time it becomes because of unmet expectations.
当我们在家庭中间或者关系中间有裂痕或者有问题的时候，往往是我们互相的这个期望的是不一样的。互相期望的有差别。
You know, you say yourself, "I know I'm right. They know I'm right. They should just do what they're supposed to do."
我知道我是做的对的，他知道他错的，所以他应该，他也知道他什么是对的，所以他应该按照那些对的去做。
And they are thinking the same thing. I know I'm right. That person should just leave me alone.
其他人也这么想，我知道我是对的，所以不用管我。
Unmet expectation. Someone read James chapter 4, verse 1.
我们读一下雅各书第四章第一节。你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗的私欲来的吗？ Already finished.
Oh, you finished it. Great. And so that is at the core of the problem. It's saying that this is a hard problem. Unmet expectations. It's a hard problem.
对于我们不同的期望值来说，这其实是一个很困难的一个问题。
And what Jesus does is Jesus takes it a step further. And what happens is a young man comes to Jesus and he says to Jesus, Jesus, my parents have died and my brother has come into an inheritance and he won't share it with me. Make him share the inheritance with me. I know I'm right.
在圣经里面呢，就是有一个少年人，他到耶稣基督面前来说，他说啊，我要跟我的兄弟分遗产 ，OK， 我觉得我吃亏了，所以耶稣求你来做一个公正的处理。
You know, look at Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 15. Jesus is saying to this young man, you know what he says to him? He says, "Who made me a judge over you and your brother?"
在路加福音十二章十三节到十五节的时候，耶稣基督就回答说：“你这个人，谁让我来做你们断事物的官呢？给你们分家业呢？”
And then he says to the disciples after the young man leaves, he says in Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 15, Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
当这个少年离开以后，耶稣基督对他们门徒说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
You see, the young man may have been right, but that wasn't the point. That his brother wouldn't share the inheritance with him.
可能那个少年人可能是对的，他的兄弟不跟他分家产。
The relationship, the point was this: the relationship between the young man and his brother was broken. And Jesus says, "Look, I want you to be interested in reconciliation and restoration, because then you'll show people what the glory of God is and why I came."
但是基督要告诉他的是不真正不在于这件事情，他是要告诉这个少年人，就是说你要去跟神和好，去重新建立，然后在人世界上来彰显神的荣耀。
That's why Paul says Christians no longer live for themselves. That's why we were reading and someone read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
就像是保罗在哥林多后书五章十五节说到的，就是说我们那些活着的不再是为自己而活，乃是为死而复活的主活。
You see what typically happens in conflicts?
你知道大家在一般的冲突中间会发生什么吗？
A person says, I have been wronged in this relationship and it's their fault.
一个人就会说，我在这个关系中吃亏了，这是你的错。
But what Jesus says is, friend, fix yourself first. You take care of your relationship with me because you have things wrong with you. And when you fix the broken relationship you and I have, I will worry about fixing the broken relationship the person in your relationship has with you.
但是耶稣基督说，你这个问题其实是首先是你跟我关系的破裂，所以你想要解决你家庭和睦的问题的时候，你首先要跟我来和好，跟耶稣基督来和好，然后耶稣基督才会反过来去帮助你解决你们家庭纷争的问题。
It's not our job in a relationship to fix somebody else.
对，这并不是我们的工作来解决这个家庭纷争的问题。
God says, "Let me fix them. You fix yourself."
神说你解决你自己的问题，然后让我来解决你的问题。
And you know what? That's what it boils down. This is the biggest difference between Christian peacemaking efforts and the peacemaking efforts of an atheist.
这就是基督徒做 和睦的工作和那些无神论者做和睦工作的大的区别。
For the Christian, their desire must be always for reconciliation and restoration to be the answer for conflict.
在基督徒的首先要考虑的是与神的和好和自己破碎生命的重新建造。
Do you know why that is?
为什么呢？
Because God says, do you know how many times I forgive you when you break your relationship with me and you do something wrong?
神经常会说，当你破坏了我们中间的关系的时候，我原谅你们多少次了？
I forgive you 7 times, 70 times.
原谅你17个70次，490次。
So how many times should you forgive your brother, your sister, your wife?Your children in Christ.
那你在主里面应该原谅你的朋友、妻子、儿女、有丈夫多少次呢？
Let's go to the next slide here.
下面一张。
So what God does is He says, what I'm doing when you have conflict in your life is I'm providing you an opportunity to do for each other what Christ has done for you, to provide you.The reconciliation through that conflict and turmoil.
当神对我们说，当我们在生活中、在家庭中有这个冲突的时候，其实神给我们一个机会，让我们能够再去与神和好，与我们周围的人和好。就在这个解决纷争和冲突的过程中，能够处理好，重新来处理和神的关系。
That's why Jesus said, "I don't leave you peace the way the world leaves you peace."
这就是为什么耶稣基督说，我给你们的平安不是世界上的平安，不是世界的平安。
And that's why later on Paul says you have to accept one another for the glory of God.
这就是保罗说的，为了神的荣耀，你们要彼此接纳。
That's from Romans 15, chapter 15, verse 7.
这是在罗马书五章十五章五章五节到第七节。
God says, focus on me.
神说要集中在神的身上。
Focus on me when conflict comes up so you can see the opportunity you have to show the world that there is a God.
要集中在神身上，当我们有冲突的时候，我们通过这个冲突再向世界来彰显神的荣耀。
Down at the bottom of the slide, 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 31 says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
在哥林多前书十章三十一节说到，无论你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
God is sovereign. The fact that you're having a problem with a mother or a father or a sister or a brother or your children does not take him by surprise.
神是有主权的。当你那个神知道一切，当你我们跟任何人、父母、儿女有冲突的时候，这神都知道。
God is saying the way I want you to grow up and to be a family is to be able to look at that conflict and say, God is trying to teach the family something. God is trying to teach my husband something. God, husband and me something. God is trying to teach my wife and me something. And I want this challenge and I want us to do a good job. I don't just want to pass the test. I want to be able to have something when we solve this problem to be able to show the world.This is the way God does it.
神通过这些事情的时候，就是让我们通过这些家庭冲突，让我们在这中间，让神让我们知道，让我们去认识我们自己和我们的丈夫都有问题，任何人都有问题。通过神来解决这些问题的时候，我们让世界知道神愿意让我们怎么去做。
I'm going to read you an illustration from the book The Peacemaker that I believe will help us to understand this better.
我给大家在这个 Peacemaker 这本书里面举一个例子。
A family is having a problem.
有一个家庭有了问题。
The mother, the matriarch of the family has died.
这个家庭的支柱她的妈妈生病去世了。
It's a sad time.
这是一个非常悲哀的时候。
Now there are 4 children in this family.
在这个家庭里面有四个小孩。
There's Frank.
Frank.
There's John and Jenny and Matt.
John, Jenny and Matt.
And Frank, who is the youngest, had some special problems when he was growing up.
Frank 是最小的一个小孩，他自己有一些残疾。
Do any of you have a sister or brother or relative that has special problems?
我们中间有没有兄弟或者亲戚有一些残疾呢?
So mom and dad had to spend a lot more time with Frank when he was growing up than with the other kids.
当Frank长大的时候，父母就给在他身上花了很多的时间和功夫。
But when Frank got old enough so he could understand things as an adult, he had undying love and devotion for his mother. During her failing years, her last years in her life, Frank was with her every single day.
因为如此呢，Frank就是当长大的过程中间非常非常爱他的母亲，所以在他母亲最后的日子的时候，Frank一刻不离的都在他母亲身边。So
what do you think happened to Frank when his mother died?
当他母亲去世的时候，大家想想Frank会有多难受。
He was devastated.
他完完全全的失望了，完完全全被摧垮了。He
didn't know if he was going to make it.
他不知道他能不能度过这个难关。And
then one day, there came the reading of the will.
有一天他们就一起来读这个遗嘱。And
when they read the will, it said that the mother and father had left a trust fund for Frank to take care of him because of his special problems.
遗嘱中间就说他父母已经留下来一笔钱专门给Frank来帮助他生活。Now
for you, those of you who read Peacemaker, you have to give me some grace in this story.
你们读过这本书的时候就有一点耐心。But
the kids, Frank had the money, the kids were left with the property.
那其他的三个弟兄姐妹呢就有了他们这个财产，房子啊和地产。
Okay, so at first, when the kids heard that Frank got all the money, how do you think they felt?
如果那些兄弟听到 Frank 得到所有的钱，他们会怎么想？
Yeah, mom and dad really never loved me anyway.
爸爸妈妈从来不爱我们。And
then I'm going to modify the story a little bit. The lawyer says, "And so to the rest of you kids, mom and dad left you the 1,000 acres of farmland they own."
所以那个律师就说，父母留给你们三个人。
Right, so how do you think they felt then?
Oh, 他们现在会怎么想?
Yeah. Mom and Dad, you're so good to us.
爸爸妈妈,
Frank, you can keep the money, we've got the land, we're going to sell the land.
Yeah, Frank, 拿了钱,我们拿了土地,我们就把土地给卖了。
There was only one problem.
但是有一个问题。
Frank was not going to leave the house that he grew up in and that his mother raised him in.
Frank 从来不想离开他从小长大和他母亲一起生活的这个房子。So
when they came to the house with the buyer to sell the house and the property, you know what Frank did? Frank picked up his bat and said, "You come into this house and I'll knock your head off."
当他们把那些房地产商或者那些要买房子的人带到这个房子去看的时候， Frank 就拿起一个棒球棍说，如果你们敢进这个房子的话，我就把你们脑袋给敲掉。
And so, you know, what do you think the rest of the kids say? He said, "Frank, be reasonable. You've got the money. We just want to sell it so we can have some money."
那些兄弟姐妹又说，"哎， Frank， 得了吧，你已经拿到钱了，我们只不过是想把房子跟地给卖了，我们也弄点钱。"
And so Frank says, "You're not selling mom and dad's house. Forget it."
Frank 说，"你不会想卖爸爸妈妈的房子."
So what do you do?
那怎么办?
This is a family conflict.
这就是一个家庭.
How do you solve this problem?
怎么解决这个问题?
So Jenny, who is very compassionate to her brother Frank, says, "You know, you guys should just leave him alone. Let him cool off a while. Mom just recently died. Don't worry, he'll be okay."
Jenny他们姐姐非常爱这个Frank，就说你们先离开，让他冷静一会儿。你看妈妈去世刚不久。
But the others said, "We're going to lose the buyer. Why can't Frank be reasonable?"
其他人就说，我们这个买主都要走了，为什么他不能理智一点呢？
So Jenny says, "Let's go see the pastor."
Jenny 就说，我们一起去问一下牧师。
He'll help us solve this problem.
他可能会解决这个问题。
So the brothers brought the will to the pastor and said to the pastor, "Pastor, listen, Frank is being unreasonable. Look at what the will says. Mom and Dad would have wanted us to follow the will. He's got the money, we've got the land. Make him give up the house and the land."
他们就到牧师那说给牧师看了这个遗嘱，他说：“嘿，你看，现在这个Frank很没有理智，因为爸爸妈妈把钱都给了他，然后给了我们的房子和地产。这样的话，我们把房子和地产卖了，我们想遵守这么一个遗嘱，你就去跟Frank谈谈，让他一起来变得理智一点。”
So do you hear what they're saying? They're saying is, "We are right, and it's his fault."
他们说那是我们是对的，那是Frank他的问题。
And you know what the pastor did? He says, I'm not going to tell Frank anything.
牧师就说我不会去跟弗兰克说任何东西。
He said to them, what is the difference between the way you are trying to solve this problem and the way an atheist or a non-Christian would try to solve this problem?
你们想想,你们处理这个问题,作为基督徒来处理这个问题的时候,跟非基督徒或者是无神论的人来处理这个问题有什么差别?
The brothers were shocked.
那些人就觉得很吃惊。
And after a few moments of silence, they said, well, what do you mean? This is a matter of law and the will. The will says, this is what he's supposed to do.
他说你这是什么意思? 我们现在讨论的是一个法律问题,一个遗嘱问题,遗嘱说什么就应该是什么?
And then the pastor says, this is not about law. This is about the fact you guys are Christians. You have a broken relationship with your brother. And you need to figure out, from solving this conflict, how you can glorify God.
牧师说这不一样。现在并不是一个关于法律的问题。现在在你面前的是你跟你的兄弟的之间的关系已经破裂。通过这件事情, 你们应该去跟你的兄弟去和好解决这个问题,然后把荣耀带给神。
He says to them, the relationship with your brother should be more important than the money or 1,000 acres of land.
你和兄弟的关系远远比这个钱或者是房子或者是1,000 acre的土地更重要。
All of you feel the same way, right?
我们都是这么想的。
Goodwill or the 1,000 acres of land?
谁更重要? Goodwill.
Goodwill, all right, good answer.
We have to say that, right?
Yes, you do. Thank you, Jaylee, thank you. You know, he's right, you have to say that. You guys are Christians here. But anyway, there's a happy ending to this story coming, okay? Here's what happens. You know, the brother thinks about it. They have their meetings, okay? And then they decide what we need is a big family meeting. We're going to have a big dinner, and we're going to invite Frank to it.
所以他们兄弟姐妹之间就讨论一下说我们来开一个大会啊我们就是把 Frank也找过来 我们一起来吃一顿饭来开一个会来解决这个问题
So the whole family is gathered together in this restaurant for a banquet
所以一大家人都来到这个饭店
Now Jenny has gotten Frank to come to the banquet and she's promised Frank that if he leaves the house they're not going to take the house
Jenny 就把Frank带到这个饭店对 Frank说
The rest of the family came along, 12 nephews and nieces are watching everything saying, oh gosh, this is going to be so good, this is going to be a good fight.
他们有那些儿女们就是12个表兄表妹啊那些孩子们就是一到这个餐馆说肯定很有意思肯定会有一个很大的这个打捞
So Frank shows up the restaurant, Jenny gets him to come, and he is so nervous. He's saying, I know they're going to take the house. I know they're going to take the house.
Frank就到了这个餐馆,他一直在说,他们一定会把这个房子拿走。
And so Frank finally gets there, the eldest John says, have a seat. He has a seat, and everybody's watching, and they're wondering, what is going to happen next?
他的哥哥就让Frank坐下来,然后Frank就坐下来,大家都一起看着,想着猜到底下面会发生什么事情。
So here's what the brother says.
他的哥哥就说,
Frank, our family is gathered here today to honor you.
我们这个今天家庭的聚会是为了来感谢你。
For the past 10 years, you devoted yourself to caring for mom, and today we want to present you with this special plaque.
过去的10年你一直在母亲身边来照顾她,所以今天我们想给你一点点。
It says to our brother Frank, the best of all the sons who cared for our mother with selfless love and undying devotion.
他们就给了他一个相框,然后上面就写着给Frank,我们最爱的弟兄给了母亲,
It said your companionship filled her life with joy and delight and was a constant reminder to her of the love of God.
你的爱给了妈妈生命中有许多的亮光,并且提醒她神的爱。
With deepest gratitude to a wonderful brother from your brothers and sisters.
我们谢谢你,你的弟兄姐妹。
How do you think Frank felt?
Frank会怎么想?
Exactly. Frank just broke down and cried. I know I would cry if something like that happened. He just broke down and cried. And then Joe handed him another envelope. And you know, John, when he handed them the envelope, you know what was in the envelope?
当然知道Frank就非常的感动,然后就这时候呢,他的大哥John又给了他另外一个 信封。大家知道在信封里面是什么？
It said, Frank, here is the deed to the house.
这是房子的契书。地契。
You can keep the house for life. And the land that is sitting on, you never have to sell it.
你可以住在房子里面随便多久，而且你也不会把房子跟周围的地给卖掉。
We got rid of the first buyer, and we found a buyer who's just willing to purchase the farmland without the house.
有一个买主就是愿意把周围的那些农场给买了，但是不去买碰那个房子。
Frank was overwhelmed.
Frank 是非常非常的激动。
All the brothers and sisters hugged each other.
他们互相来拥抱。
But that is not the end of the story.
但是这不是故事的结局。
You see, there were 12 nephews and nieces looking on and waiting.
那还有十二个小孩看着他们。
So one of them leans over to his sister and whispered.
有一个小孩就对边上的那个妹妹说。
Maybe there is a God after all, because there's no way Dad could have done that on his own.
这是江的儿子，他说那个时候，我想肯定大概还是会有神的，因为没有神的话，爸爸不会这么做。
This is solving problems God's way.
这就是如何用神的方法去解决家庭的纷争。
We look at the conflict, we start with ourselves, and we say to ourselves, there's a way that this problem can be solved.And that God can be glorified.
我们经常会，我们应该问问自己，我们是不是能够通过神来解决这个问题，然后来荣耀神。
Let's go to the next slide.
下面一张。
I'm going to quickly go through it because I think the story makes the point.
我们快快的过。
The principles to serve each other and learn to overcome the challenges in this world together, regardless if it just happens with your kids and you.If it's your husband, if it's your sister or brother, the principle is let's serve each other and we'll fix our own problems and we'll let God work and try to figure out what everybody should learn from this.
这一点就是说我们在我们家庭纷争的时候我们要跟家庭的成员一起来互相帮助互相学习说到我们一起来解决我们中间的问题我们个人的问题这样的话神会工作来解决我们之间的问题。
I'll let you read the verses of scripture for yourself. I know that many of you are familiar with them.
我们先读一下哥罗西书三章十二节和十三节。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容、彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Now.The key here is in that second verse where it says, Wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Don't be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents. Fathers, don't embitter or provoke your children. You know what the key to that is?
在第二这个段经文说到各种父母与儿女夫妻之间的关系，这些关系中间到底这个关键是什么呢？
That is not a prescription.
这个不仅仅是一种表述性的。
It is not how-tos. This is a framework.
这只不过是一个框架。
And what God expects you to do is apply godly living principles to it.
神只不过是想让我们用神的爱来处理这些事情。
Because I left the verse that comes before this out intentionally. You know what it says just before this at the beginning, just above Colossians chapter 3?
就在这个之前是说到了神的爱。
It says serve and submit to one another.
他说互相的去把包容奉献给其他的人。
The point is to submit your problem to the glory of God. You should have family dialogue and discussions in order to do this, using the scriptures as a framework.
如果我们要把这个家庭的问题交给神的时候，我们家庭中间也应该有互相的交流，而且是要把。神的话语当作处理问题的框架。
And everybody's voice should be heard, including the children.
每个人都应该有说话的权利，甚至是小孩。
Let's go to the next slide.
下面一张。
These are examples of what you can find in the Peacemaker books.
这是在这本书里面的一些例子。
Some of this is not new to you, but look what it says. Here is the way you can solve problems, and a lot of people have benefited from solving problems this way. Look.Your goal is glorifying God instead of focusing on your own desires.
去给神荣耀，而不是你自己的欲望。
your goal is to fix your broken relationship with God first instead of trying to fix the other person.
我们的目标首先是开始改变我们跟神的关系, 而不是我们先跟人的关系。
That's what Jesus said, get the log out of your own eye.
这就是耶稣基督说把我们的梁木从我们的眼中除去。
Your goal is restoration.
我们的目标是重新的建立我们自己。
Don't pretend that conflict doesn't exist, especially for guys.
我们男人们不要隐藏这些纷争的事情。
You know, because it's easy for a guy, I know, I was in the business for over 20 years, 6 years. You'd be able to say, hey, look, you know, we have everything we need, the money's coming in, you know what, I got a good job, you got a good house, you got good kids, everything's fine.
我们经常就是说,我们有了这些房子,车子,票子,其他的东西,这些东西都还不错。
No, everything is not fine.
其实是有很多的问题在里面。
But the point is restoration and reconciliation. That is your goal in every conflict.
我们解决这个纷争的首先的这个目标就是与神来和好，和我们自己在神里的重新被建立。
And on the youth side, over here, I gave them their list. Conflict is a slippery slope. Conflict starts in the heart. Make wise choices. Forgiveness is a choice. Think before you speak, and I say, especially when you talk to your parents, remember, a respectful appeal can prevent conflict.
这是他，Craig给那些孩子们的，说到各种各样的，就是说让他们注意的事情，特别是提到在孩子与父母交谈的时候，一定是应该有一个尊重的心来谈。So,
in summary, let's go to the last slide.
我们最后一章是总结。I
just want to say the choice is yours.
我只是说你们，这是你们的选择。
If you feel that everything is fine and nothing needs to change in the way you solve the problems that you have, family problems, friend problems today, I think that's great.
如果你觉得你没有任何的东西要改变的话，你的家庭或者是其他的关系的话，这也可以。
But I believe that there's always something to learn as we are growing up God's way.
但是我坚信，当我们一起来成长的时候，我们一定会学到。
Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers. And what he's really saying is, blessed are those who want wellness in their relationship and they want perfection in the way they interact with others so that we can all rejoice in the glory of God.
耶稣就是说我们就是说那些使人和睦愿意在主里变成合一和完全的人是有福的。That's
why people are called children of God who are peacemakers, shalom makers. They're not peacemakers, they're shalom makers.
所以这就是为什么人们把那些神和睦的人叫做神的儿女。
This is what real peacemakers do. As a result,
那些真的神和睦的人所做的。
And the result is families for God's glory.
让他们的家来荣耀神。
Remember those 12 nieces and nephews, because they saw how their parents solved that problem, how do you think they're going to grow up?
想一下那12个孩子，当他们看到他们的父母如何的去按照神的方法来处理家庭纠纷的时候，他们会学到什么？
Think about that. That's real well-being.
这就是真正的目的。
God provides us with peace through His Holy Spirit to make us complete, which benefits our families. God provides us with opportunities for reconciliation through conflict, and finally, God's peace in the world helps families become what they need to be as they learn together to overcome their problems and grow up God's way.
这就是最后的总结，就是神让他的圣灵来帮助我们，去与他和好，来使我们家庭和睦。神提供我们机会，在这个家庭冲突中间与他和好，重新建立我们自己。然后神让我们。 神会帮助我们，在这种家庭冲突上面，与家庭成员或者是其他人互相学习，来解决这个家庭的冲突，来荣耀神。Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。Father,
we appreciate the opportunity to look at your word.
神，我们谢谢你给我们有机会来学习你的话语。Father,
thank you for the way you've loved us.
天父，我们谢谢你，你爱我们。
Lord, we realize we fall short of your standard. We pray you help us and fix the relationships that we have that are broken between us and you in ways we don't even understand.
神啊，我们知道我们没有按照你的话去做，我们对你有亏欠，主啊，真是让我们能够来学习你，来重新与你。 和好，重新与我们周围的人来和好。
Help us to support what you are doing in the lives of our family members, in the lives of our wives and husbands, of our children, of our sisters and brothers, of our mothers and fathers.
让我们在我们的家庭中间一起来互相扶持我们的夫妻之间、儿女、父母这一切的家庭成员之间一起来互相扶持。
And may you be glorified as we grow up in Christ together and learn to address these problems in a Christian way.
当我们在主里面成长的时候，知道如何去用神的方法去解决这些纠纷的时候，愿你的名得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.